all, it's a personal experience. I lived from the time I was born to the time I was in grade 10, back and forth between here and Niagara Falls, Ontario. In Niagara Falls, Ontario, is the Carmelite, it was a junior Carmelite seminary. I was baptized in a Carmelite parish, and I attended a Carmelite parish. So I have a positive experience with them. What was the seminary is now a spirituality center. So I've gone there several times for retreats. What appealed to me at the time with the Carmelites, and it still does appeal to me, that they had Carmelite saints, both male and female. That was a very strong motivation for me, because we live in a very male-dominated faith community, okay, with the structures that were. So it was amazing for me, for instance, in a session with the spiritual director, for him to quote a female saint. I hadn't heard that before, not from priests, never heard it. So that's what appealed to me. It seemed to have the balance between male and female, especially in their imagery. I liked as well, their foundings seemed to be a little bit nebulous, that, okay, they couldn't say, this is the particular person who founded this order. And for some reason, that attracted